Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Now that the weather has gotten warmer here in New England, you see a lot more dogs on trails and in meadows and in other places where people find it convenient to take their dogs and turn them loose. Often this is in support of a common animal myth. I'm not sure of the source of it, and I prefer not to know, because if I knew the source of it, I would probably give that source a piece of my mind. The myth is that an exercise dog, and in this case I'm going to expand that, an exercise animal is a happy animal. I beg to differ. When I think back over my records of aggressive dogs, I can't tell you how many dogs who were aggressive toward other dogs and other people were allowed to run off lead. Since the exercise dog is a happy dog myth took a hold here in the U.S., the numbers of people doing this, who are also simultaneously scared out of their wits, are totally unprepared for anything that dog might do while out running around getting all that exercise, is increased considerably too. And so there are certain common areas in my region that would be the last place I would take my dogs, because it's not relaxing at all. It's not fun for the well-behaved dogs, and it isn't fun for the dogs who are attacking them or menacing people on the trail. These animals are all stressed. That's not quality exercise. Seems like almost every day I hear from someone who took their dog hiking on a trail or through a meadow that they used to go routinely, and now all of a sudden when they do that, they get accosted by another dog. They come to a corner in the trail and they look ahead, and here is this dog making a beeline for their dog. And they quickly snap the leash on their dog, and their dog immediately drops slightly behind them, as any well-behaved dog should. And the other dog keeps charging them. And they wonder what's going to happen. Those are the owners with the most confidence and the most self-control. A lot of times there's panic at both ends. I've known of people who have started screaming who have actually but unwittingly stimulated their animals to fight or to aggress toward other people. Then you have the person who actually believes, I mean truly, truly believes this myth that that animal must be out there running willy-nilly, picking up all kinds of stressful stimuli in order to be well-behaved. That if the animal does that, that animal will not trash the house when they go to work. That animal will not go berserk when the UPS guy comes to the door. And so they are determined to have their dogs off-leash in open spaces. And if you ask them to leash their animals, they become furious that you could suggest such a thing. But I think the reason they do this is because intuitively they realize they're wrong. Intuitively they realize they have absolutely no control over that animal whatsoever. They realize they are not prepared to grab that dog and take the hit themselves. But they're out there, and it's a shame. It's a shame because people whose animals are well behaved have lost the way to give what used to be quality exercise to their animals, because they can no longer trust who's going to be out there. So if you're going to take your dog to one of these open spaces, case the area first. Walk through the area several times without your dog and get a feel for the human canine population out there. How well behaved is it? How considerate are the other dog owners out there? How much control do they have over their animals? How much control do they have for themselves? There's nothing worse than thinking you're going to go out for a nice relaxing walk with your dog and then have someone's unruly and possibly aggressive dog come charging you. And when you ask the owner to please leash his or her animal, they verbally attack you. That's not fun. And unfortunately, it's going to be happening more and more as long as the myth that an exercise dog is a happy dog persists.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.